Welcome. My name is Dr. Marion Peters, Professor of Medicine, Chief of Hepatology Research at the University of California, San Francisco. This is an IAS USA learning module on long-term monitoring of patients not on hepatitis C treatment. Today, I will be covering the following key concerns of long-term monitoring of patients not on hepatitis C treatment. Laboratory monitoring and reassessment of liver fibrosis over time, and reevaluating and optimizing readiness for new hepatitis C treatments. So first, the laboratory monitoring and reassessment of liver fibrosis. It's important to know that serum HCV RNA levels are very stable over time and do not need to be repeated as long-term monitoring. They are only needed prior to treatment. In addition, serum ALT is an imperfect marker of liver disease severity. This slide shows the distribution of hepatic fibrosis in 95 HCV-infected patients. And you can see, while those with no fibrosis on the left appear to have more normal ALT than those with cirrhosis on the right, who appear to have more elevated ALT, both normal and elevated ALT is seen at all stages of fibrosis. When HCV RNA and liver histology is studied, serum HCV RNA does not correlate with the level of fibrosis in any of the genotypes, and therefore is not a useful test to predict severity of liver disease. Laboratory monitoring, it is important to assess if the patient has cirrhosis. This can be done clinically, with laboratory tests, with non-invasive tests, or with liver biopsy. All cirrhotic patients need assessment for esophageal varices, hepatocellular carcinoma, and for liver decompensation. And this varices are assessed by EGD, hepatocellular carcinoma by imaging, usually ultrasound, every 6 to 12 months, and the amount of compensation or decompensation is well assessed using the Model for End-Stage Liver Disease, or MELD, and that should be done in all cirrhotic patients every 3 months. If a patient has cirrhosis, you may be able to tell clinically by the presence of spider nevi, splenomegaly, and low platelets. Or it may not be obvious and you will need more either laboratory, non-invasive methods, or liver biopsy. Staging of liver disease is not required if no therapy is required. And it will be less important prior to HCV treatment as treatment success with newer drugs increase. In addition, non-invasive serum markers are improving and transient elastography is now approved in the United States. Ultrasound, computed tomography, and MRI are useful in cirrhotic patients to assess for the presence of hepatocellular carcinoma, ascites, and varices, but it are not useful to stage disease. The non-invasive markers likely to be alternatives on the left are the serum tests, which include FibroTest, APRI, ELF, FORNS, FibroSpect, Fibrometer, HepatScore, and Fib4. However, they don't well delineate fibrosis in the middle of the spectrum. Transient elastography is now approved and appears to be successfully avoid liver biopsy in 30 to 50% of patients in data from Europe. In addition, diffuse weighted MRI, MRI elastography has been used to assess fibrosis in smaller numbers of patients. When we reevaluate and optimize readiness for newer treatments, the questions that are required to be asked are: does the patient want therapy? Is therapy contraindicated? And is therapy safe? The contraindications to triple therapy for interferon alpha are major uncontrolled depressive illness, solid organ transplantation, autoimmune diseases, which can be exacerbated by interferon, untreated thyroid disease, or decompensated cirrhosis. Ribavirin cannot be used in pregnant women or those unwilling to comply with adequate contraception, both male and female. In addition, ribavirin can cause severe anemia, and it's important to know if the patient has concurrent medical disease, such as heart disease, for which severe anemia could be a very serious issue. Protease inhibitors, which are the current third drugs available, in 2013, have significant drug-drug interactions and also anemia as side effects. Prior to triple therapy in 2013 for genotype 1 patients, you will need to obtain HCV RNA, HCV genotype, liver tests including AST, ALT, albumin, bilirubin, and INR. You need to rule out other liver disease such as HIV, hepatitis B, and autoimmune disease, or alcohol. You need to assess possibilities of toxicity, so you need a complete blood count with differential and platelets, TSH, ANA, hemoglobin A1C, and creatinine. In addition, many individuals are testing IL-28B, because it predicts the interferon alpha responsiveness. East Asians, you can see on this slide, more than 90% are genotype CC, which is the favorable genotype for response to therapy, whereas African Americans have a much lower frequency of the C allele. European and Americans and Hispanics are somewhat in the middle. The impact of testing for IL-28B is important, as I have said, for interferon alpha and ribavirin, but whether it will be critical or useful for new direct-acting antiviral drugs is not completely clear. For telaprevir or bisoprevir with interferon and ribavirin, IL-28B testing suggests that it's less important, especially in treatment-naive patients. Prior to triple therapy, for interferon-based therapies, you need to obtain an eye exam and a stress test if the patient has hypertension or diabetes. If the patient is cirrhotic, you need MELD, ultrasound, alpha fetoprotein, upper endoscopy, and consider orthotopic liver transplantation evaluation, because the patient may decompensate under interferon-based therapies and you may not have time to evaluate the patient at that stage. In addition, you need to assess psychiatric state of the patient, substance abuse, the ability to adhere to medications and abstain from alcohol. Patients should be counseled on contraception and drug-drug interactions. All medications and herbal supplements must be assessed for drug-drug interactions prior to starting therapy, and drugs changed if needed because of drug-drug interactions. So in summary, ongoing assessment of patients with hepatitis C, including assessing liver function with INR and albumin, assessing inflammation with AST and ALT, assessing suitability for current and future therapies, assessing for cirrhosis, and if the patient has cirrhosis, they need hepatocellular carcinoma screening, even if the patient has obtained a sustained virologic response and is cured. Cirrhotics also need upper endoscopy. They need to be monitored for decompensation, such as ascites, encephalopathy, and varices. And a MELD score should be performed every 3 months, which includes INR, bilirubin, and creatinine.